Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, Dr. Bob Bowman thought he would be to his home by now, but he's not. He's on the road in his RV, driving his RV across the country. We've interviewed Willie Nelson from his bus before going down the road, so we'll see how this goes. But he's going to be to a parking spot in about 20 minutes. So we're honored to have him. Robert Bowman is a former director of the Advanced Space Program Development for the U.S. Air Force and the Ford and Carter administrations, and a former U.S. Air Force lieutenant colonel with 101 combat missions over Vietnam. He holds a Ph.D. in aeronautics and nuclear engineering. And despite his involvement in the space program and defense, he emerged as an early public critic of the Strategic Defense Initiative, SDI, a.k.a. Star Wars, during the Reagan administration. He is also a critic of George W. Bush's administration's national missile system. And he's a 9/11 researcher, truther. He's a great man, and we're honored to have him on with us. We're going to talk first, before he gets parked, about the latest 9/11 truth, about the talk of Iran supposedly having a nuke and they're going to nuke us. The government now saying Homeland Security's number one threat is the American people. I mean, we knew this was really being set up in the shadows, but now it's out in the open. The draconian Orwellian system we're sliding into. We're going to discuss this first with Dr. Bob Bowman. Then we're going to get into Star Wars, how advanced it was, what he can talk about that's been declassified or leaked that he's allowed to discuss, versus what he projects they've got today. Dr. Bob Bowman, good to have you here with us.
Thanks, Alex. Good to be back.
There is so much going on, so much happening. But before we go to break, what do you think of 15 months into Barack Obama's administration? What do you think of him?
Well, of course, like so many, I'm very disappointed, particularly with the expansion of the war in Afghanistan and extending it into Pakistan, and even talking now, he isn't, but, you know, others talking about the possibility of going into Iran and the new justifications of that based on this supposed Pentagon determination that, gee whiz, they might have not only nuclear weapons but intercontinental ballistic missiles by 2015 if they get enough foreign help. I think that's a bunch of baloney myself. Ballistic missiles are an extremely advanced, high-technology project, and there are very few countries in the world that can pull that off, and some of them have been trying for decades, like North Korea, without success. I think this is just another justification doing for what a minority in the Pentagon want to do, and whether they're doing it because the Israelis want to do it or they're doing it for some other dumb reason, I don't know. But with our military already overextended and depleted and demoralized, it would be a horrendous mistake. Iran is much stronger militarily, a much larger country than Iraq. And, I mean, it would be, I think, the end of the United States as we know it.
Well, sir, I heard Fox News last night on the radio saying Iran now has intercontinental ballistic long-range missiles, and we've got to go in. And it's all over the news today. Just like they said, Iraq had nukes or WMDs. I mean, this is a replay of 2003, is it not?
Of course it is, and it's total malarkey.
Well, stay there, sir. We're going to come right back and get into this disaster for the United States. We've got the Russian president saying it could be the beginning of World War III. We're going to talk about it all on the other side with Dr. Bob Bowman, and we'll discuss Homeland Security now saying they're worried about Iran nuking us with a suitcase nuke and working with domestic groups. Homeland Security's got to be used on the right wingers now.
Times are tough, and you got to stretch that dollar. a special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain, except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at DoublyShoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoublyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit FreeToProsper.com today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to go inside the secretive Star Wars program that's really a preemptive offensive sneak attack weapon system with Dr. Bob Bowman, the former head of the Star Wars program. He joins us as he hurtles down the highway in his RV. Robert Bowman is a former director of the Advanced Space Program Development for the U.S. Air Force, holds a Ph.D. in aeronautics and nuclear engineering, flew 101 combat missions over Vietnam, bombing missions. And he joins us today, and we really appreciate him coming on. For stations that just joined us, some people that just joined us, we were talking about the new hype to go into Iran. They're changing the last letter of Iraq, the Q, and putting an N on it to make Iran, and they're saying they've got secret nuclear technology nobody else has got with no proof to make enriched uranium, weapons-grade uranium, without centrifuges. They're saying they've got ICBMs that can hit us now. The Pentagon says maybe in 5 years. North Korea is much more advanced. You can't ever get them off the ground. They blow up almost every time, just right on the pad. Sometimes they go up a few thousand feet. I mean, even our own government, the 50s, 60s, and 70s, had large portions of their ICBMs when they were being tested blowing up or blowing up before they left the atmosphere. But, oh, no, and they've got magnetic pulse weapons, the news says, that can destroy all electronics. Here's Reuters. Iran missile may be able to hit U.S. Here's another one. Times of London. Pentagon chiefs raise threat of attack as Iran taunts U.S. with missile display. So we can show our weapons, but they can't. And here's another one. Al-Qaeda chief in Iraq, captured, killed, never actually existed, recaptured, now killed again. They've announced over and over again they kill these Al-Qaeda guys and never retract the last guy they killed, even though they claim they kill him again. And then here's another one over here where they're claiming that Fox News is claiming that, like, I'm looking for my article, just print it again, a Fox News headline, Osama bin Laden has a Facebook. And then it admits in the next line it's not even him. So anybody could create a Facebook, say they're threatening us as Osama bin Laden, and it always turns out it's fake, but that's the proof that they're going to kill us if we don't give all our rights up. And as we went to break, Dr. Bowman, you were saying this is all a fraud and that this could basically end the United States. Go through that scenario for us.
Well, we're being lied to again, as you know, about all this stuff about Iran as justification for the war that a few people want to get us into, as if we didn't have enough illegal corporate wars of aggression right now. And if we take on Iran, which is much bigger and more powerful than Iraq was, and we're still bogged down in Iraq, where are we going to get the military for that? Our military is already overextended with what they've got on their plate. And, of course, what is Russia going to do? What is China going to do? And are we just, would we be taking on much more than we can handle? And I believe we've already got more than we can handle, and we've got to get out of where we are, and absolutely no attack on Iran. It would be another false attack based on lies. And I don't think they're going to do it, because most of the people surrounding Obama are they're trilateral commission, they're globalists, but most of them are not neocons, and I think they're a little more rational than Cheney and his minions pulling George W. Bush's strings. So, and the people in the Pentagon now are more rational than Rumsfeld and some of the generals he had working for him. I don't see them succeeding in pulling this off, even with this massive campaign of lies. But, you know, I'm going to work very hard to prevent it, and I'll probably have to put out another open letter to the Pentagon, just like I did in 2007, to keep Cheney from attacking Iran then.
All right, let me stop you there.
I'm going to have to do it again.
Doctor, let me stop you there, and we'll go over some of what you said in your letter, and they did listen to you. We had Fox Fallon refuse in 2008 to launch an attack on Iran then, so they've had a lot of people resign that basically stopped Cheney, and how that ties into 888. For those that don't know, the Times of London and other publications have now talked to diplomats and others who were in the meetings when Cheney engineered through NATO and Georgia and Israel, the sneak attack on South Ossetia to test the Russians, and that Cheney was saying, let's go ahead and have a nuclear war with them, and the head of the Russian general staff, the Air Force head, went on TV 3 days into it, because they were landing more NATO forces in Georgian capital, and said, we may have to have a nuclear war with you. And so this shows the megalomania, and it appears with Gates and others that we still have the Cheney people in there, and they're replaying all the same propaganda that we saw before Oklahoma City, before 9/11, and before the Iraq war, all rolled into one. We've got FEMA drills of improvised nuclear devices going on. We've got Obama saying the number one threat to America is now domestic groups or Iran setting off nukes inside the U.S. Again, Dr. Bowman, couldn't they stage a false flag terror attack in the United States to blame it on Iran? I mean, isn't that their only card? It appears they're going forward with this, And absent a huge false flag or a nuke going off in Paris, who knows what, staged by the military-industrial complex, how are they going to get this, and is that a danger?
Well, I think you're exactly right. The only way they would succeed in getting a war against Iran is another false flag attack like 9/11, blaming it on Iran. And, you know, back a couple years ago when that B-52 flew from Minot to Barksdale, as far as I know, there's still possibly one nuclear weapon missing from that bomber. And if the neocons have that, then they could use it in a false flag attack, blame it on Iran, claiming that Iran smuggled it in a suitcase. They can't simulate an intercontinental ballistic missile attack on the United States. That's too complicated. Everybody would know where it came from. And they can't get an ICBM and a launch pad for it to Iran. So I think you're right. A false flag attack is the only way they're going to pull this off. And the thing is that the 9/11 truth movement is extremely valuable because we're continually letting them know that we're watching. And if they try something else like they did in 9/11, they've got to know that we're watching and we're liable to catch them in, red-handed, and that'll be the end of them. And so that's one of the great values of 9/11 truth. It is deterring them from this kind of thing. And but I know there are some crazies there who would like to try it anyway.
Well, let's take the Minot, Dakota situation where they flew them down to Louisiana. And, again, the reports are there is a missing nuke. I mean, this was in the news. This happened. And then more than a dozen of the people who were at the bases who blew the whistle committed suicide or died within a week, which adds another layer of evidence that this was an attempt to smuggle a nuke out of the chain of custody with the military. And again, for those who don't understand what me and Dr. Bob Bowman are getting at here, you have to put your mind in the mind, put yourself in the mind of the globalists, of the controllers, to realize how they're doing all of this. And they'll never get away with an Iran attack without staging an event. And then now FEMA, these secret documents got leaked. FEMA admits they're real, but is ordering websites to remove them. That in May, they were going to have multiple simulated improvised nuclear device detonations in different parts of the U.S. Clearly, we know they've used drills in the past to smokescreen their real operations. Why are drills so important in and around terror attacks? We saw it on 7/7. We saw it on 9/11. We see it over and over again. Dr. Bob Bowman, why is that so important?
Well, it confuses people who are trying to defend against something. The exercises going on 9/11, of course, kept a lot of our interceptors away from protecting the Northeast Corridor, and also confused the radar and the controllers, and made it much easier for Cheney or whoever to get away with their stand-down order.
And they get to bootleg the actual attack through drill funding. And if other good elements of the government, 99% not involved, catch them in the act, they can just say it's part of a drill.
Yeah.
Which, of course, is the true story of Valkyrie. The Germans used a government drill program as an attempt to reverse engineer it and overthrow Hitler, but that failed.
Yeah.
Dr. Bob Bowman, we're going to break and come back and continue to discuss false flag terrorism and your concern and time frames and how you think we can stop this. I agree with you that it is essential, that it is vital that 9/11 truth continue to expand. We've also seen preparatory demonization of 9/11 truth, claiming we're going to stage terror attack by CNN, MSNBC, and Fox News the last 3 months. as a preparatory event so that they can try to discredit us or maybe even claim we're involved when the attacks take place. All of it's on the table. They're clearly moving in this direction very rapidly. Dr. Bob Bowman's our guest. We'll give you his website on the other side. Stay with us.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-822-1291. That's 800-822-1291. 800-822-1291.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
They helped create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Dr. Bob Bowman, former head of the Star Wars program, is our guest. He exposed SDI prominently as an offensive sneak attack weapon. We're going to be talking about that with him. And I wanted to go as far as he can legally when he was there in the 70s and early 80s, just how advanced these systems were. And now they're more and more admitting they have these space planes, and that the NASA program we see is just a vestigial front, that the real program is almost entirely Pentagon and military. Dr. Bob Bowman, an amazing information you were just discussing. The fact that you agree with my analysis, they are hyping false flag nuke attacks, saying it's the number one threat. Obama said that on last Friday at the big D.C. summit. They're now saying domestic groups are going to attack. Bill Clinton saying domestic groups are going to attack, that the Tea Parties and people should shut up about the banking bailout or we're going to cause a terror attack. I mean, I've seen this over and over again. In my gut, there's no doubt they're moving with domestic attacks to blame it on domestic groups, blowing up federal buildings, and seriously considering detonating a nuke and saying Iran smuggled it in. And then we have the FBI director saying the biggest threat now is domestic American groups. So now Homeland Security is out in the open targeting the American people. Your comments on that, sir?
I think you're exactly right, Alex. They're doing all this stuff and they're trying to make domestic groups, in other words, we the people, the enemy. And like we said before, we must be winning because, as Gandhi said, first they ignore you, then they ridicule you, then they attack you, then you win. We must be winning because they're already to be attacking the space.
You're absolutely right, Doctor. Going back to 888 briefly, then we're going to come back and get into what's happening with the economy and Star Wars and other issues you'd like to discuss and how we can reach out to the Pentagon. 888, the bottom line on what happened there and what type of window does that give us into the psyche and into the war planning of the people running our government?
First, you know, tell me what you mean by 888.
888, the situation in 2008, the operations by Georgia against South Ossetia.
Oh, right. Well, we know that was orchestrated by elements of the United States and as a provocation to Russia. Russia came in to protect its people, but it, I think, exercised admirable restraint by not going all the way and taking over Georgia.
But what does that say about the psyche of Dick Cheney that it's now come out in mainstream news that he wanted to go ahead and have a nuclear war with Russia?
Well, he's the same kind of megalomaniac, the evil genius that Kurt LeMay was at the time of the Cuban Missile Crisis. I mean, when JFK and Khrushchev were able to defuse the Cuban Missile Crisis, General Kurt LeMay was absolutely incensed. He says, "We lost," because he wanted that to result in a nuclear war. So these guys are just plain crazy.
In fact, the maker of Dr. Strangelove, the director who did his research, Stanley Kubrick, said that General Jack T. Ripper character is Curtis LeMay.
Of course. And to those of us who knew LeMay, it was obvious when we watched the movie.
Unbelievable. How did you awaken? We're going to break, but I want you to talk about this when we come back, but go ahead and start. I mean, you're a 101 combat missions, Vietnam, a war hawk. You get in the highest levels of the Pentagon. What woke you up to all this?
Well, it was really being sort of on the inside when the crazies first got control of the government when Ronald Reagan was elected. And even before he took office, there were secret meetings on how they were going to use Star Wars weapons. That's why they invited me, because I had just retired as head of Star Wars. So they were going to use those as part of a first strike on the Soviet Union. And I told them they were absolutely crazy, and I didn't go to any more of their meetings, and I started fighting them in public.
All right, stay there, Dr. Bowman. When we come back, I want you to start over and continue. Let's get into Star Wars right now. We'll be right back with Dr. Bob Bowman.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Say goodbye to clogged gutters and the dangerous job of dangling from a ladder to clean them, and say hello to the gutter brush. I recommend this effective, affordable, do-it-yourself solution because it works. Imagine a giant cylinder-shaped brush that fills your gutter, providing continuous 360-degree protection by blocking leaves and debris while allowing water to flow right through. Installation is as simple as sliding the gutter brush section into your existing gutter. It works with any roof or gutter type and doesn't require any tool for insulation. Don't make another bad investment by spending thousands of dollars to keep your gutters flowing. In most cases, just the $300 to $400 will protect your entire home, and you can do it yourself. Trust me, this is a great product. Just visit gutterbrush.com today or call 888-397-9433. That's gutterbrush.com, 888-397-9433.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
ThePatriots.us is Dr. Bob Bowman's website, ThePatriots.us, and valuable information up on the site. He'll be with us for a half hour into the next hour. Then we have an eyewitness from the Alfred P. Murrah Building, Jane Graham, who saw McVeigh and other feds inside planting the bombs. She was told, oh, those gray sticks of butter are just for repair. They're just putting some wires in the different maintenance areas for everyone's safety. She rode on the elevator with McVeigh. And this is just one of many witnesses we've interviewed before. But since the feds are getting ready to do this again, we're here on air going back over it. So we're going to be talking about that with Jane Graham coming up in T-minus 1 hour. Okay, Dr. Bob Bowman. You were hurtling down the road in your RV. You've now gotten to your stop for the night, so we've got you settled here. We appreciate you coming on short notice, and we really appreciate you coming on because I know you've had a lot of health problems lately, and your information is so precious. It was good to get to see you at that 9/11 Truth event a month or so ago here in Austin, Texas, and we appreciate, again, your tireless effort to warn people, much of the time at your own expense. Okay, I'm going to stop now. Go back to what you said as we went to break about when you really woke up to this global criminal network, because we know that Rumsfeld came right out of the L.L. Lemonster crew years after he left. I mean, he's been there forever, the youngest and then the oldest Secretary of Defense. He sat at the feet of these cold warriors who wrote up Operation Northwoods, of course, the plan to stage 9/11-style attacks. So you were getting up to Star Wars and what it was really designed for. Then we'll talk about the real space program that's military versus the kind of tinker toy front that the public knows as NASA. Dr. Bob Bowman, you've got the floor.
Okay, Alex. Well, yes, I found out firsthand that these crazies were planning on using my Star Wars program as part of a first strike against the Soviet Union. And so I started opposing them on that. And pretty soon, of course, I found I had less freedom of speech in industry than I'd had in the military. So before long, I was out of industry and unemployed. And I have been in that position now for 28 years. And when I started fighting Reagan and his crowd, General Danny Graham and the crazy George Keegan and Senator Malcolm Wallop and Edward Teller and Dick Cheney and whatnot, and the ones that didn't die off, like Ted Teller and Danny Graham, the ones that didn't die off came right back with George W. Bush. But what they did back then in 1982 and 1983, they got Reagan, who had not the clue what he was doing, and I don't think George W. Bush did either. They were useful idiots to these global criminals. And they got Reagan to sign a defense guidance document in 1982, which did two important things. One, it on the larger scale, it ended our policy of using the military to prevent a nuclear war. And we went from a policy of war prevention to one of war fighting. And in that document, written, of course, by Richard Perle, part of the Cheney crowd, in that document, he ordered the Department of Defense to prepare to fight and win a protracted nuclear war. Now, that's chilling. And that was leaked to the press by my old friend Bob Scheer, who used to be with the Los Angeles Times. And eventually, of course, because he was a good, honest reporter, he got himself fired. He leaked that defense guidance document. And there were many of us, I think, at the time who said, well, you know, when we went into the military, it was to protect the people of this country by preventing a nuclear war, not going out and fighting an aggressive nuclear war. So we wouldn't have any part of that kind of policy. The second thing that that defense guidance document did was to order the Department of Defense to deploy Star Wars weapons in space as soon as possible. And the document assigned those weapons two missions. The first mission was to destroy opposing satellites and seize total military control of space. The second mission was to destroy targets on the surface of the Earth from space without warning. There wasn't a word in that document about shooting down ballistic missiles. That whole peace shield garbage was a total myth for consumption by the American people, who would never have approved Star Wars weapons for offensive purposes.
And now we've gotten another bird's eye view into their mindset with Cheney having Georgia on 888 two and a half years ago, launched that sneak attack. And we've seen Iraq. We've seen Afghanistan. They now want to go into Iran. We see this doctrine in the PNAC documents from 2000, where they say, we need new Pearl Harbor events, we need terror attacks to get the American people to go out there and wage these wars of empire. But this isn't even an empire for the American people. It's an empire we pay for. It's an empire for these big mega banks and corporations. Please continue with the Star Wars program, but let's start at the beginning. Because it's now declassified, it's now public, it's now admitted. We heard that Ronald Reagan launched Star Wars in 81, but then now we've gotten the Bohemian Grove documents that they released to Santa Rosa State University, Bohemian Grove did, that in 79, before he was even president, they were there talking about the program that the Air Force had that you ran that they were going to weaponize. So that's now been released, and the San Francisco Chronicles reported on it as well. And so what was that program when you ran it? How advanced was it? Again, the information that's out there, nothing classified. And then projecting forward, what do they have today? And so what were you developing versus what they took it and created?
Well, I retired in 1978, and the program has been going on actually since 1962. At that time, they called it BAMBI, which stands for Ballistic Missile Boost Intercept. Isn't it lovely the way they take our weapon systems and give them a nice, cuddly name like Bambi? And when the Soviets, for a while, were working on a similar system, they dubbed it the Killer Satellite. So, anyway, that's just, a little trivia. But at that time, in the mid-1970s, we were working on several pieces of it. Most of what we were working on was toward a system of laser battle stations. And these laser battle stations were being developed in bits and pieces. We had a contract with TRW for the laser itself, chemical laser. We had a contract with Kodak and with PerkinElmer to build a 50-foot diameter actively cooled mirror which could reflect the laser beam to its target without burning up. We were developing the pointer tracker system and the fault-tolerant spaceborne computer with Raytheon. And we had system studies to put it all together with Lockheed. So that's a little of what we were doing with laser battle stations. We were also, and by the way, in our studies, and we also had some other organizations doing studies for us, Aerospace Corporation and RAND Corporation, on the military effectiveness of these things. And the RAND Corporation study concluded that before a system of laser battle stations got good enough to be effective against ballistic missiles, they would be powerful enough to incinerate cities in minutes, causing the kind of firestorm to consume Dresden and Hamburg and Osaka in World War II. We also were looking at kinetic energy kill vehicles, the kinds of things that later became Brilliant Pebbles, Smart Rock first, and Brilliant Pebbles, and then Rods from God, where you take a few pounds of metal properly shaped, fired at the Earth from space, and it impacts like a meteorite and at least in theory is capable of destroying hardened military targets like missile silos and command bunkers totally without warning.
That would be DU. That would be DU, correct, Doctor?
That was what?
Those meteor gun weapons, would that be DU, depleted uranium?
Yeah, and I never said that at the time, yes, they're a combination of titanium and depleted uranium, titanium shell with the depleted uranium interior, and guided by GPS. And I never revealed those details at the time, but a couple of years later I was debating one of the General Abramson's colonels in the Strategic Defense Initiative Organization, and I started talking about the pure offensive purposes of Star Wars weapons. And in his rebuttal, he said, now, you know very well that those titanium cones fired at the Earth from space and directed by GPS, that program doesn't exist. And he said, well, I said, that's interesting because you just revealed classified details that I've never talked about and certainly didn't mention in my talk. So obviously the program does exist. And so since then, I've been able to tell more details.
Now, when we talked, you said you're also allowed to reveal that it's robotic space planes, and you know, you've been out of this for a long time. But I mean, from when I've talked to people at NASA here in Texas, people who were on the original Apollo program and beyond, and some of them we've had on air, and you know, these are guys you can watch the NASA film footage, and there they are on Mission Control. They say that more than 90% of NASA, which is run by the Pentagon and by the president, is military, and that basically Wernher von Braun drew up the space shuttle in the 30s. It's a 1960s, 70s, 80s technology, and that the space program we see is really a facade for a larger black op system, and that the militarization of space is just off the charts right now. And I mean, what can you speak to along those lines?
Right. Well, space has been militarized for a very long time. Most of the stuff up there are military satellites of one kind or another, either reconnaissance satellites or military communication satellites and various other things. The weapons themselves may not be up there, but the gun sights are up there and all the rest of it. So the whole military command and control system is space-based. So my task, really, when Reagan was trying to do all this stuff, was not to keep space from being militarized, as it already was, but to keep it from being weaponized, because that's the line we simply did not want to cross. We understood that when we put weapons in space, that, you know, and particularly if they were the kind of stuff like Star Wars weapons with the kind of offensive capabilities they represented, that the Soviet Union would have no choice but to start shooting them down as fast as we put them up. And, of course, that was a task that was fairly simple. The these space-based weapons are extremely vulnerable. After all, they follow fixed orbits, so you always know in advance exactly where they're going to be at any given time. The mirrors that we were designing could be destroyed by such exotic anti-satellite weapons as a bucket of sand or a thimble full of sewing machine oil. So I always told the government, look, these things are never going to have any defensive value because of their enormous vulnerability. They will be totally useless to an innocent party sitting back trying to defend himself, because all the opposing side will be to knock out critical elements in the system first and then launch their missiles. And even if you made these things so that they could, in fact, shoot down ballistic missiles, which they couldn't do at that time, they would be useless because they'd be put out of operation before the missiles were fired. And I thought that was a pretty good argument. I also pointed out that having these Star Wars weapons on both sides is the ultimate military lunacy, because it rewards whoever shoots first. And what we had at that point in the 70s was a stable nuclear balance, because whoever fired first lost the war. And the new technology changed that.
All right, Doctor, let's go back. We got plenty of time to continue, but while we've got you, I want to go back.
Yeah.
What can you tell us about the robotic space planes?
Not very much. I mean, if you take a design roughly based on the shuttle and you eliminate all the people from it, and all the life support systems and all the oxygen and all the food and all the piss tubes and all, you know, all of that kind of stuff, and make it robotic, with some computers more advanced than the 1960s, you can make the thing a heck of a lot smaller and make it perform a heck of a lot better for a lot less money.
So you can only really hypothetically talk to us about what's going on because that's classified.
Right.
Well, now NASA admits they have been developing space planes, and the Pentagon admits, you know, like the B-1 bomber, the B-2 bomber were secret for many, many years with the stealth bomber for 20 years before they rolled it out. I mean, can you talk about how big the military NASA is versus the public NASA?
Shorter answer to that is I don't know anymore because all of my people on the inside that I used to get fed all the information from, all my old ex-students and people who used to work for me that used to cue me in, they've all died or retired, disappeared. So I really don't have recent information.
All right, Doc, stay there. We're going to talk about X-ray lasers and more when we get back on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose?
Except poor sleep.
Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más. Y me pintaba las manos.
Dr. Bob Bowman is our guest. We appreciate him joining us today. We're going to open the phones up for Dr. Bob Bowman coming up in the next half hour. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. You can call in about 9/11 Truth, about the Star Wars program, about the attack on Iran, whatever you wish to ask Dr. Bowman, 1-800-259-9231. Doc, I was interrupting you as we went to break, bringing up X-ray lasers, other weapon systems, and you said you can speak to X-ray lasers. The way I saw the news describe them, one system is a nuke detonates, and there's these rods in space. That sounds pretty dangerous for the rest of the satellites and things, and then fires a just incredibly high-powered array of beams through it, destroying the weapon system in the process. Is that one facet of X-ray lasers?
Yes, that is the original design of Edward Teller in the early 1970s, and he worked on it. There were several underground nuclear blasts that were designed to test this, to see if they could actually get a X-ray laser to work when pumped by a nuclear explosion. And they never were able to get it to work. And I lectured on this extensively in the early 1980s when Teller was still pushing it and had gone public with it. And it is really a crazy Rube Goldberg scheme, and is supposed to pump these beams of X-rays out these tubes in the tiny fraction of a second before the whole thing evaporates because of the nuclear explosion. And those beams of X-rays have to be extremely accurately pointed because they have to be pointed at where the ballistic missiles will be when the X-ray beam gets there. And from hundreds or perhaps even thousands of miles away. So we're never able to get the pointing of those long, wimpy rods accurate enough to do any good. We were never able to get the X-rays to actually lase. There were a whole raft of things that were just totally ridiculous. And the early SDI program just threw that whole system away completely because it was so ludicrous.
What about neutron bombs from space?
Well, sure. I mean, you can send anything down to Earth from space. And if you guide it with GPS or something else, you can do a lot of damage. Of course, neutron bombs are basically people killers, where the kind of bombs from space that we studied didn't need any explosive whatsoever. Just the impact of the heavy titanium-clad depleted uranium rod would, like a meteorite, do the damage without any explosive whatsoever.
And that's mainly a decapitation weapon, correct? That would be good for taking out world leaders?
World leaders and command bunkers and missile silos.
Incredible. Hour number two with Dr. Bob Bowman. Straight ahead, right here on the GCN Radio Network. Back in 70 seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.